Hi, Jonathan Gilkerson. I'm an assistant professor in the biology department. I'm super excited to have Marshall Hoffmaster working with me this summer, who received a NASA undergraduate fellowship, which pays him a stipend of $4,500 and $500 for travel to a research conference. Marshall's going to be investigating some gene expression patterns in a model plant, Arabidopsis thaliana. We're interested in how plants grow, in particular, how plants respond to different growth factors. So my lab investigates how a particular peptide growth factor influences plant growth, and Marshall's going to be investigating how that peptide works to change gene expression to influence plant cell growth.
Okay. Now, what is a peptide?
A peptide's just a short sequence of amino acids that's strung together. It's similar to signaling molecules in humans like insulin and other growth factors like epidermal growth factor.
So is this a way to look at how a fertilizer impacts something or how pollution impacts something?
Yeah, so plant growth is a fundamental question in biology because it influences lots of different things that are important in our life, like food production and crop growth and productivity. So we need to understand the basic mechanisms by which plants grow. And we understand a lot about growth factors that influence how growth is promoted, but we don't really understand how growth is inhibited. And there's lots of environmental influences that inhibit plant growth, like drought, temperature, too much sun. So we need to understand the mechanisms by which those factors can tell cells to stop growing.
My name is Marshall Hoffmaster. I'm from Hagerstown, Maryland, and I'm a biology major. The reason I want to work with Dr. Gilkerson is I plan on going to medical school and focusing on general surgery. And his project studying cell-to-cell growth will really help me in medical school. So I'm hoping that by working with Dr. Gilkerson, I'll be able to apply some of my knowledge from his project in medical school with the complex problems that I will experience there.
My name is Mark Lesser, and I'm an assistant professor in the Department of Biology. And I'm really excited that my two students, Kyle Clark and Sierra Fowler, have both received the NASA Undergraduate Research Fellowship. My research revolves around understanding why plants grow where they do, mostly tree species, and what environmental factors control the limits of where they grow and how they grow within their ranges. And Kyle is going to be studying the impacts of mine contamination at abandoned mine sites in central West Virginia this summer, where we're going to be looking at how the toxicity in the groundwater from those abandoned mines affects the vegetation communities as we move away from the mine. And this is really important in better understanding and managing mine reclamation type of work. Sierra Fowler is going to be working in Shenandoah National Park, and she's going to be looking at how tree species, particularly red oak, grows across its range within Shenandoah National Park. And she's going to be coring trees and looking at the growth rings and comparing those at different topographic positions to see how growth changes along these environmental gradients. And this is really important because in light of ongoing climate change, we expect tree species to shift their ranges quite substantially in the coming years, and understanding the type of environmental conditions that they perform best under is really important in then understanding how those ranges are going to shift and how we can help manage those sorts of things.
My name is Kyle Clark. I live in Sterling, Virginia at the moment. My major is biology with a concentration in ecology. I'm very excited that I get to do research study and being funded by NASA. I've studied a lot about acid mine drainage, and it's a huge problem within West Virginia. It not only impacts humans, but also plants and the surrounding ecosystem. My overall goal is to pretty much do anything that involves with ecology, but acid mine drainage, I've had my eye on that for quite a while. It was appalling at how devastating it can be to plants and the surrounding animals that live in that particular area. And it not only affects us humans, but also the biology that is in the water. It runs off into the groundwater and runs off into nearby streams, rivers, and lakes. And it will acidify it. pH levels go down. Biological life gets destroyed. it's not habitable, and I've always wanted to figure out a way to fix this problem so that other people can have more fun out in the wilderness, out in nature. You know, it's not always fun going out there hiking and then you see barren wasteland because asinine drainage is there and it's destroyed all life. It's not a pretty sight. I've always wanted to fix this problem. It's been my dream.